Started in the nosebleeds, now I'm on the flow seas. First pick talent, undreaded to the home scene. Sleeping on a nigga, now I'm living in my own dream. You can call me coach, cuz now I'm on my own team. Fuck your opinion, these matters are fact. Just look at the stats. Just look at the stats. Fuck your opinion, these matters are fact. Fuck your opinion, these matters are fact. Just look at the stats. Just look at the stats. Fuck your opinion.
Yo, what's good? We back with another episode of the Stats vs. Facts podcast, where men lie, women lie, numbers lie, but the facts don't. And we up here, that's all we speak. I'm your host, Ian. Squad back. Normal people, man. Shane and Brian, what's good with y'all?
Who the hell you had in this chick?
Do I feel different?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I've also as a random person, two people asked me about, like, what? How do numbers not lie?
Uh-huh.
And I always say it in this... Only explanation I really be given is, like, if you use basketball, for instance, does the person that leads the league of scoring, does that, like, mean they're the best scorer in the NBA?
No.
No.
Right. But the numbers would say they do.
Yeah.
But the facts don't.
Exactly.
That's why we're stats versus facts.
And.
Go ahead.
Sometimes the listed leading scorer in the NBA isn't even the leading scorer.
Right, totals and all that. Yeah. Just like passing in the NFL. Just because you lead the league in passing doesn't mean you're the best passer in the NFL. Mm-hmm. But this is our overreaction episode. You know, this is what gets the most hype, so we're going to keep doing it. We have NFL Week 8 overreactions, plus the trade deadline overreactions.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll start them off, man. Y'all 49ers fans, get ready. Y'all hated on me for that Purdy take so hard. And that take is aged like wine, and for y'all it's aged like milk. And my first overreaction of the week is 49ers should have kept Trey Lance. They need a backup solution right now. Whether it be Purdy is rumors were like he could be concussed, and that could have been a problem. But the way the NFL takes concussions now, if he was really having serious symptoms the day of, then he wouldn't have played. And they need something else right now, because when he's not in the game, I mean, when he's missing even one weapon, because the jokes at first were like, yeah, CMC went out and Debo, so he can't do nothing. Well, now it was just Debo, and Purdy still didn't look good. Trey Lance obviously can at least scramble a little bit, and I think that was literally the sole purpose they drafted him.
Mm-hmm.
They gave him away for a fifth round, right?
I think so, man.
Yeah, like a fifth round pick. But they could use something else in that offense right now. And it's crazy to say, because you have CMC, IU, Debo's hurt, obviously, but Trent Williams still there, George Kittle. So it's the quarterback, man. Purdy just did not look good. I think that was against the Bengals this week. Last week, he didn't look good. They're on a, three-game losing streak?
Mm-hmm.
Not saying Trey Lance is, like, the savior of the team or something, but, this is what I meant in that take a couple weeks ago. Like, he's the guy that's not going to lose you the game, but whole time maybe I was wrong about that, because he did lose them that game. And he's definitely not a quarterback that's going to go out and win you a game. The weapons are. And right now it's not looking good for them. They were, to me, them and the Eagles were the most complete teams in the entire NFL. And 49ers still have an argument for that. We can obviously talk about the trade they made at some point.
I'm going to get to it.
The quarterback is where everything starts, no matter what. You go as far as your quarterback goes. We've seen teams like back in the day, I always bring up the Jaguars with that defense, but you can only go as far as Blake Bortles will take you.
Yep.
Same. We've never seen a complete scrub quarterback in the Super Bowl. Like, the worst I can say, and I know them fans will hate, is probably Nick Foles.
Nick Foles wasn't a scrub.
I mean, but he was literally a backup.
He started that year.
All right, who's the worst starting quarterback in your lifetime in the Super Bowl? Super Bowl starting quarterback.
I remember seeing it.
Hmm?
Rex Grossman.
Chicago. Oh,
yeah, that's probably a good pull. Simple.
Probably anybody other than him. Like, Jimmy G's better than Rex.
So you have Nick Foles over Rex Grossman?
Yes. Please don't.
Russell was a legit starter, though.
But Nick Foles he threw like 400 yards in that game. So, like,
I mean, yeah. That's also. Yeah, I'm not knocking him, but it's also harder to game plan.
And Nick Foles was a decent starter at one point, too. When he, like, that Chip Kelly season, he was nuts. So, I'll throw some respect on Nick Foles' name.
Super Bowl winning quarterback.
No, I didn't say winning. Just any quarterback to make.
No, I'm saying that's what you should say before Nick Foles.
It's Eli.
No, it's not Nick.
What about the version of Peyton Manning that the Broncos won with? Like, that was a disgusting quarterback.
Didn't know what it was. The
defense was
I have a random one for randomly best one is Flacco. That man just had that one playoff run, got paid, and dipped.
Hey,
he was definitely.
But, that's where I'm going to leave mine at. I was getting off on my bad. But yeah, Purdy is not that guy. And the old reaction is they should have never traded Trey Lance. Mm. Brian, what you got for us?
I kind of got a double overreaction. Go ahead. Y'all know I can't hold my opinions for too long. So first overreaction is Chase Young's career so far makes Jadeveon Clowney's look like a Hall of Fame career.
I called that. not what you just said.
Like he might, like, of the 2020s, at least so far, he might be the biggest bust. I can't think of anybody else that would probably be a bigger bust than him that's been drafted since 2020. But at the same time, this leads into my second overreaction. He'll probably be the most important piece for why they end up winning the Super Bowl. Because if he can be consistent, if he can be somewhat dominant on the opposite side of Nick Bosa, with that D-line, with that front seven that they have as a whole, like, and I doubt that he'll be there long-term anyway. This is probably just rest of season rental for the 49ers, mm-hmm. and then he'll, get a bag in free agency. But despite all the disappointment that he's been, he could easily turn it around with a late season run and, be the reason why their defense, carries them. Because now all the attention can't go on Nick Bosa. All the attention can't go on Hargrave or Armstead or anybody else on that D-line. He's not going to have, the pressure of being the go-to guy, even though he wasn't really, the go-to guy here in D.C. But, he's coming into a new team. He's not going to be, playing in his hometown team anymore. So he may just play free now and just really show out for them. But despite being probably the biggest bust of the 2020s thus far, he's easily going to turn it around and show that dominant side that we had been missing. And then we're all going to be like, why couldn't we get this? So.
Yeah, I saw all the stuff you were saying on Twitter, too. Like, we shouldn't be mad because he wasn't. The D-line wasn't performing, and we're not. I think you say he has, 9 sacks in these years. And I agree with all that. It's just hard because, we used the second pick on him.
Yeah.
And he's hometown guy. But nobody has said it more to me, man. I was calling it since this first injury. I was like, bro, this sense is – everything around this feels like Jadeveon Clowney. Like, just a freak athlete, but hasn't put it all together when he does play. And when he doesn't play, it's obviously his injuries, just nonstop injuries. And now it's like similar career path. Chase Young goes from, just like Clowney, you were supposed to be that guy where you got drafted to. Then you move on. I know Clowney had stops before Cleveland, but when he gets to Cleveland, Garrett's on one side. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay. Garrett, obviously, for San Fran is Bosa. Mm-hmm. So it's like, yeah, Chase Young should step it up because all the guys you named, Chase Young might get the least amount of attention out of the whole D-line. And, yeah, it's unfortunate that we did that because we were going up and down, man. Like, last week it was, all right, we'll trade one of them. Then Sunday, for some reason, it was heating up like, okay, Washington might just keep both. Then we trade Sweat, and I'm like, dang. Like, yeah, I know we had to, but that still sucked.
Mm-hmm.
Then that news broke. It's like, bro, both of them? I kind of get it. Like, yeah, we weren't achieving, but it's still a gut punch.
It's definitely what
it could have been.
Yeah, definitely. And I still say that under a different defensive coordinator, they would have been dominant. But it is what it is. They can't really do nothing about that. So, might as well move on from the players and get good or decent compensation back. The Montez Sweat trade is a steal. Plus, he might not even resign with them.
I don't think either one of those players signed with those teams.
He might not even. He's told the media at his introductory press conference, like, yeah, I'm keeping my options open. Like, mm-hmm. 2 hours after the GM said they're working on an extension. I'm like, dang. Oh.
Yeah, the Bears needed that, though. They didn't have. They're like Seattle. They needed that pass rush. Shout out Seattle for getting Leonard Williams.
Yeah, but
we want him anyway.
if they traded for Montez just for him to leave, for them to have to end up franchise tagging them, that's a mean L after trading a year earlier, trading that second round pick for Chase Claypool. But
Well, they got two top five picks, so they'll get it. They might get a pass rusher.
Yeah, we'll see though. We'll see
if Marvin Harrison not up there. Shane, first overreaction. What you got? This man giggle.
The first overreaction is have. It's a question, actually. It's a question.
Overreaction.
Did y'all lose to the Jets? Yes.
No, that's not the question. I am overreacting in my head about that loss, though. Feel like we got cheated because I think I saw them spot the ball their own after a completion in overtime, I think. Or maybe it led to overtime. But that's besides the point. The question is, did you see Patrick Mahomes this week?
Yeah.
No, did you actually see? Like, I saw a person wearing number 15 as the quarterback for the Kansas City
Chiefs. Might have been Jackson. I don't know.
Okay. I was making sure. I feel like him and Russ might have switched places for that game. It was a Freaky Friday type shit. I don't know. But
y'all know who that was.
That's the question. And I'm going to just go ahead and say it and say that Russ is his crib tonight. That's what I'm going to start with the overreaction. He never lost a game. Yeah, on the road against the AFC West.
Mm-hmm. Never lost the Broncos.
Until Sunday.
So Russ is 1-3 against Mahomes, just so we're clear.
But it's his kryptonite because I think he got rattled because he kept seeing those graphics. I know somebody watching this has seen the graphic, or if y'all have seen the graphic.
So it has nothing to do with Taylor Swift not being in attendance?
It does.
Okay.
It does.
I thought that's what the overreaction was going to be.
Nah, a little more.
Was it the Swifties?
Yeah.
Swifties.
Yeah, she should have been there for because they needed some help. They didn't have the attention.
She's not coming this Sunday either against Miami.
I don't know why she never come, man.
No, in Germany.
Right? Oh, yeah. Is it that game?
Yeah, it's not London.
Okay. But yeah, no. They've been showing that they basically have like very similar stats, not even against just each other, but just on like the season. And it's like you see Mahomes and you see the plays that he's actually making out there. Usually, not this Sunday. And it's like, oh my God, Super Bowl quarterback, Chiefs didn't lose a step, blah, blah. And then the graphic right next to Russ is him like being better than him in almost every statistical category. And it's like, Broncos suck, they'll never be great, why did they trade for him and they lost all those picks, or blah, blah, blah. And I was just very surprised to just see them go out there and put up 9 points.
Mahomes gave me 5 fantasy points on them. Just for Ian's stat of the day, this entire fantasy football season, my backup quarterback has outscored whichever quarterback is starting every week.
You want to know something funny? I almost
here we go.
I almost offered you 2-0 for Mahomes and Kelsey.
Oh man!
I would accept that before you could even reconsider.
I might have asked for somebody else too, but almost.
Me and King be sending trades to each other, but like it's jokes. Like we send them and cancel them immediately to troll. And every time we like, bro, if that stayed up 1 second longer, or like I hit accept, me like this trade no longer available.
I'm about to do that to him right there.
But sorry, so your joint is Russ is Mahomes' kryptonite.
Yes, but I also might have one more. I just got to check on something real quick. It's not a crazy one.
No, I'm just gonna comment on this while you
okay,
look. Okay, I feel like you were on the right track, but said the wrong player. There's a player right there that is literally Mahomes' kryptonite.
Javonte Williams.
No, because they don't go against each other.
Patrick Surtain.
No, close. Simmons.
Justin. Justin Simmons every game. No,
that'd be the kryptonite.
That's not an overreaction. That's just logical sense right there. So you gotta actually excuse him from that and point the finger at something else. But no, I looked at I pulled it up and it wasn't too much more. I was going to say, are we worried? But they're still 6-2 at the top of their division.
Yeah,
so.
We're not worried. No, that was a fluke loss. We're definitely not worried. All right. My overreaction, you know, the team I said not to sleep on, Titans.
John,
the Titans are back.
No, that's not my overreaction. Okay.
I'm not taking that. My real reaction is these. A lot of teams like the Titans will regret not trading at the deadline. Mm-hmm. It's not really. It might not be an overreaction, but I do at least need to get this off. Like, there's no reason for y'all to be doing what y'all are doing. Titans, for example, you have Derrick Henry, who's on the last year of a contract. You're not trying to win. Tannehill just got hurt. You put in, was it Levis or Malik Willis?
Levis. It was a mixture sometimes, but Levis was the one with four touchdowns.
Oh, I didn't even know he had four. Shit. Yeah. I know three was the hop.
He about to be bad as shit. I did Tyree for Devontae and canceled that gym.
An offer has been accepted.
But the Titans make no sense as usual. Traded AJ to the Eagles for nothing. Traded Bayer to the Eagles for nothing. You keep Henry and Hop. This is my thing. Hop, this is what really is frustrating, is Hop just had a 3-touchdown game. He had over 100 yards.
I think it was 158.
Bro, this is the highest his value could have been.
Yeah, like, I don't...
Like, you could just trade him for a 5th-round pick. Like, y'all don't need him. Y'all are not going to do anything with him. I guess y'all are giving Will Levis a security blanket, which, okay. And y'all are trying to develop him, that would make sense. But still, like, get something for this man. Y'all just drafted a rookie receiver in the first round. That can be Levis safety, but you know he sucks. But keeping Henry. It's so many teams, and that's the other part of the overreaction. It's teams that should have made a move for these players. Baltimore, like, y'all are one piece away from being the team to beat. Like, y'all are in that. Y'all are a legit contender, but y'all could be the team to beat. That's a huge difference because the AFC is wide open. You still have the Chiefs, but the Chiefs aren't really looked at like the team to beat. They're just a contender. Like, there's no team to beat in the AFC.
The Dolphins are the team to beat.
They can't beat contenders. They don't. I don't think they've beaten anybody with 500 yet.
It's because the contenders are the ones that's beating them, which makes them the team to beat. But to prove that you're, like, that good team. No?
I don't know where you're going with that.
What is he cooking?
Atlanta was a team. Vikings was weird. Vikings were like in the rumors for getting Jameis Winston, then got Dobbs from the Cardinals. Yeah, and it was funny because I sent y'all the tweet that the coach was like, yeah, after watching film, we're not starting Dobbs. Vikings were like, yes, that's who we want. Then y'all saw enough film not to start him. We want him. So I don't know, man.
Why did they trade for him?
Was needed a move.
Did they trade for him, right?
Who?
Like, why did they trade for Dobbs?
They need a quarterback.
They need a quarterback for what?
The rest of the season? Yeah.
What is their record?
They literally need somebody to beat.
Oh, they don't have a single person?
Do you know? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, nobody knows.
Somebody came in for Gert, but I don't know who it was.
I've never heard of that name before.
They had to go out there and make a trade, though, bro. That's kind of tough.
I thought they was about to sign Carson Wentz or somebody. Like, it was like, nah, give us Josh Dobbs.
But I think he might. He's a guy.
I'm sure Nick Foles was available.
This helps them with the Caleb Williams thing. You know, Caleb Williams, he said Minnesota, one of those teams. They have Jettis. They have his old teammate. Addison was his receiver last year.
They got too many wins, bro.
I'm about to say, is he over there to win?
That's what I was talking to Mo Pops. He was like, yeah, are we tanking now with Young and Sweat? Are we trying to get a Caleb Williams? I was like, there's no way we're going to be that bad to get the first pick.
Oh, I got an overreaction.
Bro, we're not even a top 10 worst team right now. Like, record-wise, we're not even in the bottom 10.
No.
So it's like, there's no way. And we're not going to lose every game here on out. But anyways, back to the trade thing. Can y'all really quick think of any teams that need to make a trade? Like, B-more, I think, is a team that's
Raiders could have done it after all that coach.
Raiders, yes. Trade them. Y'all holding on to a dude that doesn't want to be there.
And they're about to start a rookie quarterback for the rest of this.
Y'all don't have anything for him. Y'all aren't.
I'm about to act right like now. I'm Devontae Adams' father and start like
closing. I just don't understand that one. That one makes less sense than the Titans because this y'all you can have. He has a lot of trade value.
Yeah,
like go Everyone trade this man. Y'all
he's clearly
use
upset.
Him properly. Right, y'all cannot use him properly. Missing him wide open twice.
Like, thank you, Jimmy G. Thank you.
I'm trying to think of some other teams that could have.
Philly, obviously, y'all need. Can y'all stop making moves? I'm glad the deadline's passed because y'all need to chill, bro. Where y'all getting the space from? Y'all have Jalen Carter, who I was watching some clips on TikTok. They was like, man, Jalen Carter's already a top five defender in the league. And it's like, that's an overreaction take, but golly, it could be true in like a year
or two. Oh, yeah, definitely.
So,
but now, come on now.
But yeah, so I'll leave it there. My overreaction is just a lot of contenders should have made a move, and teams that are tanking should have got rid of those star players. That's all I got.
Okay, I like it.
Overreaction Tuesday. I mean Wednesday, because today is Wednesday, not Tuesday.
Nah, it's going to be Thursday when he uploaded.
But this is Wednesday for us.
Okay.
Taylor Heinicke is leading the Falcons to the division title.
Absolutely not. The great overreaction.
They're in first place right now.
Nobody's gonna
the Saints suck. The Saints suck.
They just beat the shit out of the Colts.
Who do the Colts have?
Michael Pittman Jr., Jonathan Taylor, Gardner Minshew, named all Josh Downs.
Huge red flag.
Josh Downs, DeForest Buckner.
Buckner's another guy that came from San Fran, man.
Bro, that dude is crazy, bro. The plays he makes at D-tackle was stupid.
No, for real.
But, go ahead, bro.
Yeah, Taylor Heinicke, he's going
to lead them to the...
He's going to lead them to
the... I need my money.
The 8-9 division title.
But what about after, though? Like, get the shit beat out of them, right?
Probably. But that don't matter.
They're a quarterback away. Like, I know.
It's hard when you're a quarterback away, though.
No, it is. But, like, defensively, they're not bad.
Oh, no. They've locked up
Bates
some teams.
Bates back there. Terrell back there. What's it? Kikuda?
Okuda.
Yeah, from the Lions. Oh, yeah, He's back there. They do need some pass rush, for sure. I think they're still... Is Calais Campbell their pass rusher?
No.
He's like 90.
Yeah.
That's a team that could have used somebody. Because they were in the conversation for Sweat, too. That would have made perfect sense.
But yeah, quarterback away. They're for sure. From being good again. Yeah.
I think from being a contender.
Contender?
Because you got to think you have
Pitts,
a freak athlete.
London,
yeah.
I already know.
And Arthur, yeah. It's a
good quarterback and a
coach.
Fucking coach away.
Y'all just saw you. I'm pretty sure you saw it too. He's the son of the FedEx founder.
Yeah.
They was like, that's why he doesn't care about job security.
Obviously, because he do not be using his weapons.
His head. Fucking weapon.
So, Heinicke, division leaders, and then get mopped in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Shane?
I'm going to just, and this, again, this one's probably not an overreaction, but you might as well, we have to talk about it since it happened, and it was unfortunate. It was against one of my NFC East rivals counterparts. Two of the people sitting here next to me had history broken against them, as per usual. A.J. Brown's the second best receiver in the league.
Oh, no. When you said history broken against us, as per usual, like his team didn't have negative passing yards for the whole game.
We also broke history.
By doing what? Allowing?
Aren't we the first team to stop the touch push?
Oh. And then they came out and touched.
Now that fake was
old. That was tough.
That was old.
They said we've been waiting.
No, for real. Was tough. I guarantee that's what where that came from. They was like, look, if anybody stops this, we're going to run that play this game. That same game.
That's a statement play, right? Boy.
Oh my God!
They could have went for it fourth and one on their own 30, and he would have went 70 yards. They can legit do that every time.
Oh yeah, that's
no, teams now that made this way more unstoppable. Because now it's like, what are they gonna do?
It's like a glitchy play. It's like a glitchy play in Madden. Like you have one unguardable route, but then you put another route out there, and it's like you gotta pick one, bro, and sell out for it. And if you choose wrong, we're scoring.
But AJ second best, his first cheater.
Yeah, with Jett is on IR.
That's what we're talking about.
With Jett is on IR, respectfully. But I don't, if he wasn't, I mean, he was actually doing the same thing AJ was doing. I think he was probably going to be one of the first, if it wasn't for the injuries, to do it, probably like youngest or least amount of games or something, regarding yardage and touchdown, I would say, for a receiver. But AJ, I'm not going to hate on Wash anymore, but kudos. 125 and like, what is it? And it was a touchdown too, for, or was it just 125?
I think it was just a 125. Okay. Six straight.
Well, yeah, he's been looking like a monster, unguardable. I know Ian was super high on him even back to like last year, and I'm glad they got it working. I think he just had to yell at Jalen Hurts a few times because all them sideline talk has been like, yo, this is what I've been talking about, bro. Give me the rock. And that's unfortunately why I had to trade away Devonta Smith in my fantasy, because he did look okay.
He hooped.
Last game he hooped, but I had him a few weeks before where he did not hoop, and I kept seeing AJ Brown hooping. But yeah, that's it right there. I'm going AJ number two in the league.
Them takes the beginning of the season, not takes because everybody was saying it, but the wide receiver twos of Higgins, Waddle, and Smith.
Them
three are struggling this year.
Higgins is different,
though. And I swear, at least me, if I was ranking him, I put Waddle last, and he's probably having the best season. It's still not that good.
It's not. I think he only cooked 3-4 games for real. And I wouldn't even call it cooked.
I definitely said Devontae was going to end up being wide receiver one for them this year.
Oh, I did too.
I thought he was.
After the first game, I said he was. That was my overreaction.
I said that before the season. That was my bold prediction.
You remember me last year, you got mad at me for saying he was better than Terry. So I was definitely.
You still nuts.
But AJ, number two, I like that because AJ is a guy that we've watched over time put it all together. Like, we've seen guys come to the league and have that physical, just toughness, like DK. Because I saw somebody, I watched another TikTok clip, and they were saying AJ Brown is on the tier one list of receivers. Because last week they were saying he's barely tier two. Like, he's on that cuff between tier one, tier two. Mm-hmm. But now he's definitely tier one. But when you think about it, they was like, the top comment was AJ Brown is what DK was supposed to be, and that's hilarious to me because they were receivers in college together. And it's like, no, AJ was the better one. DK is just more physical and literally like pause, whatever. It's the shirt off moment that blew up DK. Like, people saw him flex and all that. But him and AJ built the same. Like, it's not like they far off. And I'm saying that's DK to put together. Yeah, you could say that, but they're so similar. AJ is he put everything together. The route runner's there. The separation's there. The hands are there. The speed's there. He has it all together. And now he has it. He's fully on page with Jalen Hurts. And I think that could be the difference between, because you brought up Jettis. I don't like doing the what if, because you have to go by what you see. It's no what if you put this player here. But, like, Jettis has Kirk Cousins. Not bad, but obviously Jalen Hurts is better. I mean, I don't have nothing to say about that. But A.J. Brown, number two. Who else next? Jamar Chase. I would pick A.J. Brown over right now.
No Devontae right now. He doesn't exist.
yeah, that sucks to say. But
Cooper just, Kupp. I mean, he's been looking.
You might as well say
Puka at this point. But
I mean, I know maybe I'm wild. Maybe this could be a reaction, but we've said this before to G, because G's the biggest Cup fan. But to me, Cup was borderline top five, even with that Triple Crown year. I don't think he's a better receiver than Diggs.
Oh, yeah, Diggs up there, too.
I don't think he's better than Chase. Don't think Jettis, Cheetah, now AJ.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm missing one name.
Devontae
Adams, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The usual suspects.
Yep. And Hop.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all let me get that off, because I appreciate that. Man,
that's the overreaction, bro. He's back,
that's
bro.
That's my overreaction. All right, nah, for real, though, my overreaction, bro, this will be my last one. My Super Bowl prediction might come true. It's my overreaction. Super Bowl prediction of Jags and Seahawks. Teams are finally heating up. Jaguars, I think. I don't even remember the last time they lost. But their schedule is, you know, they haven't had a hard schedule. Whatever. But they've been taking care of business. That's the thing. They're not like Washington teams where they play down the competition. 20-10 to the Steelers. Steelers are a tough team. They're toughly coached. We know that. Trevor Lawrence, we know his talent. He just has to get on the same page with Calvin Ridley. Like, that has to happen. Yeah. To be serious.
That's embarrassing.
Same thing for Geno with DK. They have to go on the same page for them to take serious. But them getting Leonard Williams is huge, because their only hole was pass rush. You have Geno. I just looked at PFF. I think they were in that top 10 for best O-lines. You have Kenneth Walker.
And
Charbonnet. You have Jackson Smith, Tyler Lockett. Defensively, Witherspoon, Woolen, Jamal Adams has been playing good since he's been back. Bobby Wagner's there, but you needed that presence on the D-line. Leonard Williams can be him. I love that pickup for them. And Jags, back to the Jags, they're just putting together on both sides, too. Their defense looks good. Josh Allen's balling.
ETN is the one that's really
ETN. Like I've kept said for like 3 weeks now, Brian, shout out to you. That's the steal of the draft. Like I don't see anybody else because he wasn't like a. He wasn't like a top 3 round pick, was he?
Brian, he might draft him. No, 3 or 4.
A
third or fourth pick, probably.
Nah.
He fell outside the top 3 rounds, that's easily the steal of the draft.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
He's running back, what, 2 or 3 under?
Yeah,
to CMC Kamara, then ETN or ETN Kamara.
I got him on my ESPN one. I know Brian has him in the other one. I'll check. But, I can see where I picked him up and where Brian got him.
I'll leave my overreaction there. My overreaction is Jaguars, Seahawks are still my picks for that Super Bowl, for the surprise Super Bowl. Obviously, they could easily both get knocked out first round. Nobody would be surprised.
I got them round 5.
Damn, round I got 36 in my league.
But that's my pick to make. That's my sleeper pick. Overreaction, Jaguars and Seahawks will make the Super Bowl. Because I think Seahawks are top of that division now, too.
Yeah.
So glad, because I bet money at that at the beginning of the season. And I did that because I completely forgot Niners were in that division. Because I would not have put that bet.
How you just forget about the Niners?
Bro, I was just thinking Rams and Cardinals. I was like, oh, it's easy.
Oh, my God.
Your last one, what you got for us? Bryce Young better than CJ Stroud?
No, I did call that one.
Definitely, I was pissed too.
And I had like no logic behind it. I was like, I just feel like they're gonna win.
The NFL script.
I wish I had the script more often. My parlays would be lit. Overreaction. If the Cardinals finish with the first pick, Caleb Williams will be in DC. I think that's the only route that we'll have a chance to get, is if the Cardinals have the first pick. Anybody else has it, they don't take them. Or just take Drake May.
I think if the Cardinals get the first pick, Caleb stays. But now, so we, as in, do we trade for?
Yeah.
What do you see us trading for? Picks we just got, probably.
Picks we just got first next year. And, I mean, depending on, like, if we have a new GM in, and depending on how good Sam looks, they might throw Sam in the trade, too.
Oh, you can have him.
You feel me? Because so, if he ends the season on a heater, he'll be worth like a second as a young quarterback on a rookie deal. So definitely see a package like that. Or if you look, like I was saying in the offseason, if I gotta lose a D lineman to get my franchise quarterback, so be it. So if it's somebody like Payne or Allen in the trade, then so be it. I'm fine.
So you're willing to lose Payne Allen plus.
Bro, we have the 31st ranked defense.
Now I feel you. Like, I'm just saying, we already lost. I thought you were going to say, see, now we already gave up the D line, so the quarterback coming. Now you're saying we give up another one, too.
I don't care.
Of course you said that shit.
I need a franchise quarterback. If it's not Sam, because Sam looked.
It's the hardest thing to come by in all the sports, man. Yeah. Franchise quarterbacks.
So that's my overreaction, my last overreaction.
We thought the Packers had theirs, but it don't look like it no more.
Yeah, they said he got
it. It says his last couple games is going to show a lot.
His last half of the season.
Bring him bro back. That might be the Jordan Love is going to be our quarterback.
That man's career on the line. His first season as a starter.
So unfortunate.
Because y'all couldn't trade Aaron Rodgers before him. Like, that is crazy.
Shane, what you got for your last overreaction?
We spin back to the NFC East one last time, unfortunately. And it's the boys are back in town, man. Who did they just beat, though?
Ooh, Cat Dallas?
Yeah.
The Rams.
Yeah, I mean, that's not nothing to really write home about, but we all know what happened. When it was a close game, I mean, no one could really touch CD. Him and Dak were like, that's what we talk about, being on the exact same page, wavelength, whatever you want to call it. They haven't even been having to really get Pollard involved. Great piece. I think he might also would have benefited better from still having a split backfield. He doesn't. I don't know if he's a full, you know, workhorse type of running back, how I think they kind of envisioned him to be when they let go of Zeke. Who's actually not having such a bad season with the Patriots? Pacers? Yeah, because I thought some people reached out to them on the trade deadline, but he didn't move, right?
Nah.
Okay. But yeah, the biggest mainly...
trade on the trade deadline was James Harden. That's crazy. NFL trade deadline. James Harden.
And the main thing, though, because I mean, the offense, they're gonna have their streaks and their low. I don't know what the word is when they look like they're awful, but the defense seems like they can't. They've been coming to play. I mean, we all know that Diggs, Trayvon went down for the year, but it looks like Deron Blanchard had to step up. He's been really, I don't want to say he's been like just locked down, but he's been there to make plays when they've needed him. Mm-hmm. Their safety, Curse, I think he's more so a run support guy. I'm not going to say anything about his coverage, but I mean, they're making good use of Micah. They are putting him in positions where he can make plays. And the rest of the defense seems to really just feed off the energy that they seem to bring.
They still have Vander Rush?
Yeah, he's injured.
I heard that name. Just
for real.
Season.
Yeah, I think he got hurt in the Niners game.
Mm. And, yeah, so as long as, you know, Dak stops from doing usual Dak things, they will be very, they're still in that, I'm not even going to say, they're still in the same hunt the Eagles are to be up there for the NFC. That's what I want to put it at. I really don't see any team outside of, and it's, I don't even know if I can say it now. I was going to say Niners because the defense is so good. But with Purdy back there and that L3 streak out of nowhere, because it's not like they really dealt with some super, you know, competitive people. I mean, they lost to the Bengals. But
Bengals. Who was that one?
Because they beat Dallas. I don't know who that first one was. It was Browns, Bengals.
Vikings on Monday night.
Okay, yep. Exactly.
Kirk on prime time.
Exactly. So I'm going to say the NFC is going to belong to Dallas or Philly, unfortunately. That's what I'm going to go with. Gross. I know you have Seahawks.
I just don't have Dallas. They still don't. I don't believe them. I mean, it's overreaction, though. So.
Yeah, I might say, I hear you, but Ezeedee looks like Dak and CeeDee, because CeeDee can look like that how much as he wants, but you know what Devontae usually looks like, and you see what happened over there. But, yeah, I'm going to just stick with NFC, too. I don't mind go to the AFC.
Only comment I got is, y'all, I've been consistent with the CD take since he's been in the league. CD is not a one. CD is an elite compliment to a one. But I just still do not think he's a one. And I've gotten hate over the years. I don't care. I'm sticking to him. I really don't care. I do not. He can put up 1,600 yards. He just does not seem like a one, bro. I don't know what it is. But let's go to the main event of the show. Guess the player. This guy's a quarterback.
Oh, I can win.
Played from 99 to 2011.
I can still win.
he's been to, does he have no accolades? Oh, one-time Pro Bowl. And he has been to the Super Bowl.
Has?
Yes.
Did he play in, well, never mind.
He was the starting quarterback in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
He's played for four different teams. Career yards, he has 20,000, almost 21,000 passing yards. He has 126 passing touchdowns. Interceptions, 101 interceptions. So 126 touchdowns to 101 interceptions.
Okay.
Best year. He never had a 4,000-yard year. Closest was 3,886. Best year in yards. Also was his best year in touchdowns with 29. He also threw 15 interceptions that year. Played for both conferences. Two teams in... He played four teams total and two teams in each conference. Hmm. So, dead even. I just feel like Brian going to get this off one guess.
Yeah, one-time Pro Bowl?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I just got a name for the next one.
Have we mentioned his name on any episode?
Probably not.
Okay.
Maybe as a joke, maybe one time. Definitely not today.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so. So that's the first question. I'm gonna do one more. Has he in those years, like How long in the league was he a backup quarterback, if that? That's a good
question. First 2 years. Mm-hmm. He played. He got drafted one team, was a backup. Then he got traded, was signed to another team, and that's where he made his name. Mm-hmm. His last 2 years, he played for two different teams.
Yeah.
You said one-time Pro Bowler?
Mm-hmm. The year he made Pro Bowl was not his best year. The year he made Pro Bowl, he had 3,400 yards and 24 touchdowns with 16 interceptions. He also had an 18-interception year.
I'm trying to think because I know how those quarterbacks be.
Oh, my God. This dude had 8 touchdowns and 18 interceptions in the year.
Not the Pro Bowl year.
No. This is his last year with his main team. 8 touchdowns, 18 interceptions. How was he still in the game?
Matt Hasselbeck.
Nope.
That's
a good guess, though. I would think Matt Hasselbeck might be better than this guy.
And I think he had more Pro Bowls, too.
Less interception, probably, too.
Matt Sharp?
No.
I don't think
Matt Sharp definitely had a full KR season, too, with Houston.
Okay.
Jake DeLong.
Jake DeLone.
Dale Homey.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God.
With the Panthers, it was at 8-18?
Yeah, I actually remember that shit. Oof. I vividly remember that.
Oh, yeah, his last year with the Panthers, 8 touchdowns, 18 interceptions. That's nuts. That's just crazy.
So was one of the other teams the Browns?
That was, yep, he played 4 games there. He ended with Houston. I did not know that.
Yeah.
I said he played one game, didn't even start. He came in for a relief. That's crazy. He went 18 for 28 with a touchdown. No interception. That's the only year he finished. Can y'all know who he started with? Because I did not know this. I thought he started with Carolina.
Hell
with
no.
New Orleans?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that wasn't
for me. I randomly remember that.
Oh, I didn't even peep this. I would have said this. He got drafted in 99.
He said that.
His second year in the league was 0-2.
Did you not?
Which one goes from 9? Because he says age 24, then his second year he was 27. And they had a 3-year injury.
That's crazy.
But, yeah. That's where we're going to end today's show. I appreciate y'all for listening. We will be back. Whenever these guys are available, we'll be back on an NBA episode. If not, we'll be back on NFL. Because NBA... We at least got the preview episode out. Like, that's what mattered, because NBA is every day. Like, things are going to change every day, so we're not pressed to get it out every day, but maybe at least once a week, we got y'all, I promise. Same thing football. So for that, next week, or later this week, we got y'all, and we'll be back. Y'all got anything to say before we end off?
Fire Ron Rivera.
Oh, please.
Shout out to y'all.
The Giants still going to finish last.
Who the Giants coach, Shane?
Ryan, the ball. Shane the ball. Ryan the ball.
The ball?
Day ball.
There
you go. I don't have to know the pronunciation. I just know he's a jackass. Because that's what the Giants fans say.
Aren't you one?
Yeah, I'm following suit.
Okay. All right, what's that for Facts Podcast?